Lessons from the chosen one. Guidance shining like the sun. Lessons from the chosen one. Lessons from the chosen one. Lessons from the chosen one.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Habiballah Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah The best of creation The most beautiful creation The purpose and reason of creation The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned the summary, the one who recites 50 salawat upon me in a day, I will shake his hand on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sarakar ki amat marhaba, huzur ki amat marhaba, purnur ki amat marhaba, makki ki amat marhaba, madani ki amat marhaba, purnur ki amat marhaba, taha ki amat marhaba, yasin ki amat marhaba, marhaba ya Mustafa, marhaba ya Mustafa, marhaba ya Mustafa, marhaba ya Mustafa. Get your flags out today, dear viewers on the channel. When you close, mashallah, wear the sunnah in your eyes according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dress appropriately. Get your flags out, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, pour your hearts out today, for it's the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Eid Mubarak to all the viewers of Madi Channel. Eid Mubarak to all the elders of Madi Channel. Eid Mubarak to all the youth of Madi Channel. Subhanallah, Eid Mubarak to all the lovers, all the Ashikani Rasul, all the lovers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, don't think about any of your problems. Don't think about any of your worries. Just think about the arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All worries will be finished. All calamities will go away. If you truly tonight give your heart to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how do we celebrate this night? We try to cry. We try to recite 1,000 times durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today. If we haven't recited 1,000 durood every single day from the 1st to the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, then dear viewers of Madinah, please, it's a humble request. Yes, I am putting my hands like this. I am begging you. Why? Because this is the greatest type of begging, that when we are encouraging people to be closer to our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who knows, maybe if one of you today recites salawat, durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times properly, maybe Allah and the Prophet become so happy with that individual, you will go to Jannah without accountability. And this has happened and this is possible. Nothing is impossible for Allah azza wa jalla. If He wants to forgive you for just helping or saving an ant, He can forgive you. And if He wants to punish you for just killing an ant, He can punish you. Ma'adallah, astaghfirullah. Tawbu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Let's do tawbah today before we celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Last episode, we talked about the miracles. Today, we will talk about milad. Subhanallah. Milad manaya kar, tenu rang lag jaavange. Milad manaya kar, tenu rang lag jaavange. Celebrate milad, you will become colorful. Celebrate milad, you will become fruitful. Celebrate milad, you will become illuminated. Celebrate milad, you will benefit others as well. Celebrate milad, the Prophet Muhammad is dafi'ul bala wal waba. Celebrate milad, he is the remover of pain and affliction. Subhanallah. Celebrate milad, tenu rang laga javange. Celebrate milad, you will get peace in your heart. Celebrate milad, if you have money problems, they will go away. Celebrate milad, if you have illnesses, they will be removed. Celebrate milad, if you have true love for the Prophet Muhammad, you will go to Makkah, Medina this year. Celebrate milad, you will have peace in your house for the whole year. Celebrate milad, if you want to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only in this world, but in the hereafter. Celebrate milad, if you want to go to Jannah. Now, what is milad? Milad is reciting the naats of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Singing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is milad? Listening to the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and acting upon his sunnahs. What is milad? Going to the masjid, listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran that was given to us through the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is milad? It is learning about the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is Milad? It is learning about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is Milad? People say, we don't celebrate. How can you be a lover of Rasulullah when I've just explained? Milad is a celebration. But what is celebration? Today, unfortunately, people think celebration is dancing. Celebration is music. No. Milad is listening to the Quran, is reading naat, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Milad. Learning about the life, the blessed life, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is Milad? Subhanallah, it is reciting the poetry of Ala Hazrat. Nemate batata jis samta wasi shanakaya. Subhanallah, saatahi munshi rahmataka kalamdana gaya. What is Milad? Subhanallah, aajale unki pana, aaja madat mangun se. Phir na maanenge, qayamat mein agar maana gaya. What is Milad? Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, he is teaching us that every single aspect of our lives should be spent in the maulid, in celebrating the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waha kya jood o karam hai shah bataha tera, nahi sunta hai nahi maangne wala tera. Subhanallah, what is Milad? La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila, batati hai kone na mein ne'mat Rasulullah ki, batati hai kone na mein ne'mat Rasulullah ki. What is Milad? Subhanallah. My heart, my soul, my mind, my thinking, my intellect, everything has gone to Medina. Tum nahi chalte raza, you have not gone, O raza. Sara to samana gaya, everything has gone to the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara. What is Milad? Allahu Akbar. Milad is, subhanallah, singing the praises like Ala Hazrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understanding the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, says, phir ke gali gali taba thokar sab ke khaye kyun, dil ko jo aqal de khuda, teri gali se jaaye kyun, jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fuzoo kare khuda, jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fuzoo kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, jisko ho dard ka maza, naaz e dawa uthaye kyun. This is Milad. This is Milad. Reciting salawat upon Rasulullah, reciting praises of Rasulullah, reciting the love of Rasulullah, listening regarding the sunnahs of Rasulullah and implementing them in your life. Subhanallah. Today people say that where is Milad proven from? What are the blessings of Milad? I have explained to you and I will further explain to you. This is Milad, what we're doing now, dear viewers of Mother Child. Put your phones away. Put your, mashallah, hearts onto your sleeves. Take your hearts out for Rasulullah today. Think about that individual. How many sins have we done? How much ghibat have we done? How much lying have we done? How much badghumani have we done? How much tale-telling and vada khilafi, breaking promises, have we done? How many times have we missed namaz? How many times we don't touch the Quran and we don't know how to read the Quran, or we're reading the Quran in a wrong way? How many times do we say the wrong rulings? How many times are we watching music videos? How many times are we watching movies? How many times are we watching haram? Today is the day where we have a chance to be forgiven. We are lucky. If you are today listening, how many people were here today or not with us today? And tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen. Tonight, if the topic is Milad, it's the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. We go to the masjid. We spend all day celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah, all 12 days. And today is the day where we cry. We ask Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive us. We say, Ya Allah, enable us to be true lovers of Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, take us to Jannah with you on the Day of Judgment. Intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. Ya Rasulullah, remove our difficulties. The people who are listening, let's do dua together. even, you know, we watch these channels, these Madani channels that are brought to us, even the editors, we do dua for them. We do dua for Amiri al-Sunnat, all of the Shura. We do dua for all the Nigrans of Dawat Islami. We do dua for all the lovers today. Don't look at me. I know I am sinful. Maybe I have violated rights as well of people. Don't look at me. Look at Rasulullah. I do dua for you, brothers. I don't have nothing in my heart for anyone. I make everybody a witness. I forgive everybody. I forgive every single person. Even whether I'm right, whether they're right, whether I'm wrong, they're wrong. I don't care. I do tawbah for whatever I've done. And I ask these people to forgive me today. Please forgive me. Forgive everybody. Whoever's broken your heart, forgive them. Today, only look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam together. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all these people who are listening. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all the editors of Dawat Islami. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all the crew of Madni Channel. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all the Shura. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all the mothers and brothers, the fathers who are listening today. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all the Ashikan and Rasul. Ya Allah, forgive me and help us all to be with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Please, Ya Allah, help us be the shade of your throne. Ya Allah, please, with afiyah, grant us afiyah in this world and the next. Remove all our difficulties, all our debts, all our worries, all our calamities. Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana, look at our states. Ya Rasulullah, come to our dreams today. Ya Rasulullah, bless us in our dreams. Bless us in our homes. Ya Rasulullah, make us true lovers and help us apologize to all the individuals. Help us say sorry to the people who we've wronged. Please enable us to forgive all the people who have wronged us as well. Help us, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, keep us with you on the Day of Judgment. Keep us with you in Jannah for those without accountability. Ya Rasulullah, grant our children pious offspring. Ya Rasulullah, grant us pious offspring. Make our children alim, alima, mufti, muftiya of Dawat Islami. Wali, waliya through Dawat Islami. Ya Allah, Azzawajallah. Ya Rasulullah, please forgive all of us. Rab hai moti, ye hai qasim. Rizq uska hai, khilate ye hai. Inna aatayna kal kawthar, sari kasat paate ye hai. All the keys, Ya Allah, you've given to Rasulullah. That's why we ask Ya Rasulullah. He is the owner and distributor of Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, take us all to Jannah. Just forgive us all, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I want to share with you a beautiful, unique story regarding a Jewish family and the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will summarize this, subhanallah. That a great devotee and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Egypt. And he would celebrate the milad. Today is a day of celebration. Today, don't hold back. Get your flags out. Get into the mood. Cry if you can as well. Tonight's the night in which the Sakar sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest creation, the most beautiful creation, the jewel of creation, the leader of all creation, he is coming to this world, is our greatest celebration. Every nation waited for this nation. Why? Because this nation's owner and this nation's prophet is the final prophet, the Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just like this, a great devotee of Rasulullah lived in Egypt. Devotees all over the world listening. There are devotees in Asia, Antarctica even. There are devotees even in America, Africa, in Europe. Subhanallah. There are devotees even in Australia. A great devotee of Rasulullah once lived in Egypt. Every year he would celebrate the milad of Rasulullah, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with full zeal and zest, with full aqeedah, emotion, subhanallah, with full love and devotion in Rabiul Awwal. Once this on this blessed occasion, people are looking at him, and a Jewish woman who lived in the locality, in the neighborhood, she asked her husband, she said, why does this Muslim neighbor of ours every single year arrange a special feast during the month of Rabiul Awwal? What is the purpose? What is the reason? Listen to your views on the channel, and those who say that the Milad, where is it mentioned? Where is it proven? What are the benefits? This Jewish woman, she asked her husband, that every year our neighbor, this Muslim man, he is a devotee of Rasul. Every year he is making these preparations on this one month. Why does he do this? The husband replied that this is the month of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their prophet was born in this month. So it marks the blessed birth of his Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this month. This month holds great significance for the Muslims. The husband explains to the Jewish woman, the Jewish husband explains that this neighbor of ours, He celebrates the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why there are so many celebrations. That's why there is a procession. Subhanallah. The Muslims celebrate the birth of their Prophet every year with great emotion. Subhanallah. On that very night, when the Jewish woman fell asleep, it's mentioned that the eyes of her head closed, but the eyes of her heart opened, and she saw a dream of an exquisitely incredible, remarkable, amazing personality, stunningly luminous face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A crowd gathered around him in the dream, and she stepped forward and asked someone about this noble personality, the most noblest one, the most humble one, the most beautiful one. The man replied that this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Say subhanallah, dear viewers of Madhini channel. He said in the dream to this Jewish woman that this is the final messenger. This is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is Khatam al-Nabiyeen. He is the final prophet. He has arrived to give blessings to your Muslim neighbor, because every year he celebrates the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The Jewish woman in the dream, she humbly asked this individual, will the Prophet Muhammad talk to me as well? Can I speak to him? Will he reply to me? The individual says, yes. The woman then went towards the Holy Prophet in her dream and humbly called him, drawing the blessed attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, subhanallah, replied to the woman, the Jewish woman in her dream, and said, Labbaik. Labbaik means, I am here. I am hazard. What do you require? Deeply moved by the humble response after she spoke to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, I am not a Muslim, Ya Rasulullah. Yet you have responded to me in such a beautiful manner, such a manner that no one has ever responded to me like this. You said, Labbaik, I am here. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madhini channel. This is why we say, Sarkar ki amat marhaba, Dildar ki amat marhaba, Huzur ki amat marhaba. Because when he says, I Labbaik, I am here, and this Jewish woman says, I am not a Muslim, Ya Rasulullah, but yet you say Labbaik. You have arrived into this world. You have arrived into my dream. I am not a Muslim. What does the Prophet Muhammad say? He is the eradicator of all the bid'ah. He is the eradicator of all the shirk. He is the eradicator of all misguidance. He says to the woman, I have been informed from Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are going to embrace Islam, to this Jewish woman. Say subhanallah. Upon hearing that, she spoke spontaneously, no doubt, Ya Rasulullah, you are the merciful Prophet and you have the highest moral excellence, where whoever disobeys you will get destroyed, and whoever is unaware of your eminence will suffer loss. Thereafter, she recited the Kalima Shahada. She recited the second kalma, Ashhadu. Let's read it together. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. There is none worthy of worship except Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the final messenger of Allah. Allah is one. No one can be equal to him. And the final messenger of Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this Jewish woman woke up, she felt a pleasant change in her heart. She felt something amazing. She felt her light was full of nur. She again recited the second kalma in the state of wakefulness, and she became a Muslim. She embraced Islam. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madhini channel, the narration doesn't end here. She decided to spend all her savings on the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she came out of her room, she was shocked. She was amazed. She saw that her husband is also preparing the milad, preparing their house, the lights, the celebrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said to her husband, what are you doing? I had a dream of Rasulullah. I accepted Islam. He only came to my dream. I have become a Muslim and I only know what's happened with me. I never told you anything. I never explained to you anything. I was just going to prepare the milad gathering myself. But why are you doing this? He turned around and he said, and listen very carefully, dear viewers of the channel. Who says the Prophet is not alive? Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Subhanallah, he came to her dream, made her accept Islam. The husband, he said to his wife, the Jewish lady, she said, how did you know that I have become Muslim? How did you know that Allahu Akbar, I am celebrating Milad? He turned around and he said, I am making arrangements for the celebration of your noble act that you have reverted back to Islam. She said, how do you know? He said, last night in my dream, I also accepted Islam. The Prophet Muhammad also came to my dream and also made me accept and recite the kalma. And now I also become a lover of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And true lovers of the Prophet Muhammad, they don't waste a single moment when it comes to celebrating the milad of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Subhanallah. This is the celebration, the milad of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just a few points regarding the closure of this beautiful silsila. This is the final episode of Lessons from the Blessed Life of the Chosen One. Today and throughout the days, we haven't done justice regarding the blessed life of Rasulullah, the miracles, the blessed beauty. But I will say this, dear viewers of the channel. What does the Prophet Muhammad require from me and you? He wants us to read namaz. And there is no point in getting our flags out today. Josh mein, lekin koi hosh mein nahi. Like Amiri Al-Sunnah says, Josh mein, lekin hosh mein. Do it with passion. Celebrate with passion. But don't do it in such a way where you are going out of the folds of Islam. No hosh. You have no control of your emotions. You're hurting somebody. You're pushing somebody. You're breaking the bounds, or you're going beyond the bounds of Sharia. We have talked about the beautiful Maulid. I've just explained with full passion how this Jewish lady became a Muslim and the Jewish man became a Muslim in their dreams because of celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam due to the neighbor in their home. They also wanted to, mashallah, have this maqam. But now we're coming to the closing stages, the final approximate 5 to 10 minutes. And we haven't done justice. We've done dua together, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, for the people of Madhi Channel, for even the editors of Madhi Channel, the camera crew of Madhi Channel. Sometimes we sit here and we watch all day, but we don't thank and do dua for the brothers who are working behind the scenes tirelessly as well. We do dua for Amiri Al-Sunnat. Allah grant him a long life. We do dua for all of the shura. We do dua for all the nigrans, all the departments of Dawat Islami. In fact, all the brothers and sisters listening, all the youth, all the mothers and fathers, don't look at anyone. Forgive everybody today. Today is the day you let everything go. Forgive me and I forgive you. If I've ever hurt you, please forgive me. If you've ever hurt me, I forgive everybody. Please forgive everyone today. Why? We forgive for the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sake. The Prophet Muhammad said, the one who forgives, even though you know that the other individual is wrong, you know the other individual, you can take revenge from him, and you know the other individual has done zulm upon you, but still if you forgive him, I will guarantee you Jannah. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, this should be enough for us, enough motivation for us. If this is not enough motivation, then we have lost our way a little bit. If we go around spreading rumors about individuals, we don't conceal the faults of Muslims. Look, we are all sinful. I am the most sinful. But then I go and I start telling about X, Y, and Z. That's not a good thing. We should hide the faults of Muslims so that Allah hides our faults on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet Muhammad, may he be pleased with this, I do dua that me and you, all the people who are listening, Ya Rasulullah, keep us with you on the Day of Judgment, Ya Rasulullah. And Ya Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ya Allah, all the crew members, all the editors, all the brothers watching, all the sisters watching, all the children watching, my parents, your parents, all the brothers and all those who have passed away. In fact, because it's Rabiul Awwal, I'd like to present a gift to all the brothers, all the editors, all the individuals through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Prophets, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabu Tabi'in, every single Muslim man, woman and jinn from Prophet Adam al Islam to the last Muslim on Day of Judgment, khas taur par, Ghaus Pak, his blessed family, Ala Hazrat, his blessed family, Amiri Al-Sunnat and his blessed family, all the shura, and all the camera crew, all the mashallah editors, all the brothers and sisters who are watching right now, and all your family members who have passed away, I give 10 Quran Pak to all of you, mashallah. And I give 100,000 Durood Sharif to all of you. I make this intention, this Isa alayhi salam, through the Prophet Muhammad, through Ghaus Pak, through Ala Hazrat, through Bapa, to all of you, mashallah. I make this intention. This is my gift to you and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Rabiul Awwal. Please, all of you join. And if you can't join the local Fazan Madina, watch Madni Channel all night. Don't sleep. All night, watch Madni Channel, watch Amiri Al-Sunnat and the celebrations. Raise your hands, cry today. Ask for Rasulullah for forgiveness. Ask for Rasulullah for removal of bala wal waba, a pain and affliction, debts, worries, difficulties. I do dua for me and you. May Allah remove all our difficulties on this night. May Allah remove all our parishaniya, all our pain, all our debts, all our wrongful court cases, all our difficulties, all our problems. If somebody can't get a job, Ya Rasulullah, grant him a beautiful job. If somebody can't get a pious rishta, Ya Rasulullah, grant them pious rishta. Ya Rasulullah, make our children alim, alima, mufti, mufti of Dawat Islami. Ya Rasulullah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, we are the lovers of Rasulullah. We are lovers and accepting Khatam al-Nabeen. He is the final messenger. We accept all our bad sins today. Ghibat, jugli, vaade khilafi, gali galoj, filme, drama, gaane, baje, music, songs, movies, watching haram, ma'adallah, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, slaughtering, doing things the wrong way. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, for the sake of the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, no matter how many sins we do, our sins will never equate the shining light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For his sake, Ya Allah, forgive us all. Keep us with this environment of Dawat Islami. May we die in the environment of Dawat Islami. As Sunni, say Luqida, Aashiqan Rasul Muslims. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, keep watching Madni Channel. Watch Madni Channel tonight especially, please. Tonight. Either go to the Fazana Medina from 9 o'clock all the way till Fajr, or stay awake at home from 9 o'clock all the way to Fajr, watching Madni Channel, and enjoying, and get your family members to also take part in the Milad procession, in the Milad gathering of Dawat Islami, where we cry and we do dua to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we ask for forgiveness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Lessons from the chosen one. Guidance shining like the sun. Lessons from the chosen one. Lessons from the chosen one. Lessons from the chosen one.